I am Daniel Fuller from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So today is Christmas Eve. Today is Christmas Eve, and we have this great reminder of a great light. This great reminder of a great light, the day that light came into the world. You know, something I'm thinking about, it's in my book, The Miracle Year, is that December 25th, the day that light came into the world, a reminder for us, the day that light came into the world. On Hanukkah, which happened earlier in this year, almost a month ago now, Hanukkah on the Hebrew calendar also happens on the 25th, and it's called the Festival of Lights. So we got these two reminders, the 25th of the month, a reminder that this great light has come into the world. And something I've seen a few years ago in my journals, I kept noticing on the 25th of the month, I started to get just light on things coming into my mind. It's like my mind was illuminated. I was getting revelation and understanding things. And it seemed like it kept happening on the 25th of the month. And I began to seek God about this. Like, why does this keep happening on the 25th of the month? And the answer I got was, well, the 25th, that's the day that light came into the world. And he likes to remember it every single month. So we're going to take a look at this passage today. As I was praying about and I was seeking God, what's the message that you have for us, this great reminder of this time of the year? What's the message that you have for us for this time of the year, for this Christmas season? And I began to get led to Isaiah chapter 9. So Isaiah chapter 9, it says the following: "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom, no more gloomy days for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Jordan, Galilee of the nations, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan." And we're going to see this passage of scripture is actually repeated in the Gospels. And it says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light." Not just a light, but a great light. God is great. We've been talking about this is the year of greatness, was the word that came through for this year of 2021. And what a better way to finish it up here. Talking about a great light. "A great light has dawned on those living in the land of deep darkness. A light has dawned. You've enlarged the nation and increased their joy. When this light comes, your joy becomes full. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder or the spoil. For as in the day of Midian's defeat," and if you look in some other versions of the Bible, like the Amplified or the Message, talks about the battle of Gideon, talks about how surprising that battle of Gideon was. "As in the day of Gideon's battle," where he won this amazing battle, "you've shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across the shoulders, their shoulders, and the rod of their oppressor." God's doing this. Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." "Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders." He's got the weight of it on his shoulders rather than ours. "And he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." Some versions talk about it will just keep going. God is always growing. He's always expanding. There will be no end to it. He's going to keep growing and expanding. "He'll reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on." Some versions say from this time on, right now, and forever. Or from that time on. "The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Just a beautiful passage of scripture, just to remind us during this time of the year of the birth of Jesus, that a great light came into the world to take those people who were in deep darkness and set them free. So, Father, we just thank you for this wonderful reminder for us, the day that light came into the world. And, Father, we're just asking for your help today. We're going to take communion over this. Just asking for your help to just illuminate our hearts and our minds and to set us free to new levels from this time on and forevermore. We just thank you that you're with us. We thank you for sending this great light that is Jesus to come and save us. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He is that great light. He wants to set us free. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Got this new covenant with God. Father, we're just so thankful for this cup and what it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take your juice. All right. Let's get ready for a great week. Got Christmas coming up. And we're rolling into the new year. Let's get ready for a great week. I'm believing that light is going to come. Over this next week, God's going to begin to illuminate some things. Light is going to come into your mind to set you free in some ways like you've never imagined, to give you insight and revelation like you've never experienced before. For the people around you, maybe if they've been in darkness, that they would see that light. All to lead us into this new year. So enjoy your time with your family and your friends and those closest to you. And I look forward to seeing you on our next weekly yearly cycle update as we get ready to kick off 2022.